This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/CADCAST10 and use code CADCAST10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping.
Welcome to CADCAST episode number 626. I'm your host, GBD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by... who was...
it's not Wombat. Even funny. It's not even funny.
Not funny. It was lazy, though.
It was a lazy joke.
I didn't even need words. I mean, that's the best.
Yeah. Well, that's your MO.
No words?
As little effort as possible.
Oh. Thought you were thinking I was Teller.
No, would that make me Penn? I think it's the other way around, if anything.
Right, but you're not silent, ever.
I am not, just deadly.
Just what? Deadly,
just deadly. Right. Yes. Yeah,
it took me a second to process that, sorry.
That's okay.
Shipwreck, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. How about
Speaking
you guys?
Of that, good? Silent but deadly, you're Shipwreck.
Right.
Yes. How's the working from home going, Wombat?
Well, I went in today. I went into the office.
Right.
But there were only three people there. So I felt silly. So I left a little early and came back home and worked most of the afternoon from home. So
what was the commute like in the morning? Were people giving each other like looking each other over to see who looked like they might have a cold or something?
It was fine. This morning, my train was fairly quiet, quieter than normal. I had a three-seater to myself, which very rarely happens except for holidays.
Right.
So, I mean, obviously people are just staying home. And now that some usher in Times Square tested positive, I have a feeling that's going to clear out that entire that entire area for a couple of weeks.
Right.
So... there's that.
Are you going to be working from home for the immediate future?
I mean, I don't know. I don't really love working from home more than like a day at a time.
Right.
Personally, it's just not what I like to do. So it's really weird. But then there's this other flip side of that where I don't want to get sick.
Sure.
You see how that works?
I do.
So, you know, I'm lucky that I can work from home. That's what I'll say. There's nothing I can't do at home that I could do in the office. There's nothing. It's not like I'm like, oh, I can't do that. I'm home today. So
right. And you can't play Xbox at the office.
I can't play Xbox at the office. So that's a nice little perk.
Right.
That's a nice home perk.
I don't know. Mrs. Chibi is very stressed out about the whole situation. Like the
kid. Is she unable to work from home at any point?
No, she can, but she's actually working home from home tomorrow, but it's not that like they've ordered the people to work from home. They're not committing to anything. It's just she just asked if she could work from home tomorrow and they said yes. But just she said like the commute sounds very stressful, like her train's really crowded and
It's going to get less crowded on her train. I mean, that's the one thing she has to look forward to it. Because a lot of places are just like, meh. What about in Ohio? What's it like there? Because New York is like, you know, its own microcosm. You know, do people care in Cincinnati?
Sure. We have caring people in Cincinnati.
But they're getting to work. They're getting
no,
to work in their
you,
cars,
that,
though, but... a Wombat.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. Like,
it's a
is it
totally
a theme?
Different situation? They're not right on top of each other.
This is the question. I'm like, yeah. For me, it's a train, and then I'm walking on that street, the sidewalks are packed. You know, butt to butt,
right.
Nut to butt.
You can't compare.
You know.
You cannot compare.
I know. So in Ohio, it's just business as usual.
No,
you're washing your hands.
Not completely. Yeah. People have decided to start washing their hands.
They pay attention to whether there's... The one good thing about all the media coverage is that people at least have to be completely aware of it now, and they know if they get sick that they might have something more serious than the flu. So at least there's that.
Yeah. You don't want to wind up like Tom Hanks.
Right. That's rough. That's breaking news, that is, by the way.
That is breaking news. Tom Hanks has corona.
Right.
He's stealing the president's thunder as we speak.
Right. He might have corona too.
Yeah.
Some guy, Mrs. Chibi was leaving her office today, and some guy yelled at her, "Stay away from me, China lady."
No.
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean, no? Of course. Like, does that sound like something that wouldn't happen? I mean, it's totally reasonable for New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you can see how it could be stressful, for especially stressful for Asian people, and Asian Americans.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Ty told me that at school, some kids, some of the bullies were saying to the Asian kids, like, "Oh, don't give me corona," and then they got detention. I feel like we wouldn't have got detention for that back when we were in school.
I don't know. I wouldn't have said that back when I was in school. So it's hard. It's a hard thing for me to. I don't know.
I feel like we could have gotten away with stuff like that back then.
Yeah.
Not that you're supposed to be trying to get away with stuff. I'm not saying.
I have no idea how if the kids are saying things like that in Sabrina's school.
Right.
They are.
I know that last year.
Right. She,
I'm confident that they are.
They're still
kids. Last year it was a big issue with the kids making derogatory comments about the Asian students in her grade, to the point where Sabrina was the one who spoke up about it. It was like a whole thing.
Right.
I know, because I had to be a part of it. Where she was separated into an honors English group with her and four other boys, and she stopped going. And when the teacher said, "Why are you, you have to do this, this is important," she said, "I can't." And they, when pressed why, she said, "Because they're all racist and I don't want to sit with them anymore."
Oh.
And that became a whole thing. And then she got to do honors English as a solo for the rest of the year.
Right. Let's bump her grade up a
little
bit.
They changed the whole way the class works, because it turns out, she's right about this. And
what are they going
to
do?
Couldn't find any other non-racist kids to pair her up with.
Right.
Basically, that's what happened.
Sweet. Pretty sweet solution.
All these other non-racist kids are terrible at English. Sorry.
Yep.
Sorry. So you're on your own. I think they went with the "she must be protected at all costs" method, which, it's worse. There's worse.
Sure.
Oh. Anyway.
Stressful.
That's enough of that. I know. It is. My wife will be home with me tomorrow, too, so at least I won't be alone in the house all day. That also gets to you. You can only have so much TV on in the background, but...
How are you streaming Xbox games?
That was a question for the CAG bag, Shipwreck.
We're to it now, though. Okay. This is the question everybody wants to know.
Should I just read the CAG bag question?
Yeah, sure. Read the CAG bag question.
At Fendoza writes in and says, "What does Wombat's employer think of him streaming Fortnite while quote, working from home," end quote?
Well, there's a short answer and a long answer. The short answer is, as long as the work gets done, they don't care when.
Okay.
When they don't care what I do. That's the short answer.
Okay. What's the
long answer? The long answer is more of I was up at 5:30 in the morning. I was at work, quote unquote, at 6. I did 6 media plans between 6 and, 8:30, 8:45. So by 8:45, I was, I had a little bit of a gap in my day, because I did what I would normally do in the morning, that 9 to noon time.
Right.
I did that from 6 to 9 instead. The majority of my company runs on West Coast time, really starting at, 10 a.m. So I knew I had, this hour that I could kind of, take a break. So I spent 45 whole minutes playing Fortnite. And I know that's crazy. How dare I? But I did.
Pretty ballsy.
I don't think so.
Well, we know you don't think so.
I'm not saying I'm not confident that you're, I know you work hard. I know you're very good at your job and you put in the hours. But working from home and streaming yourself online. 7
p.m. Oh, no, they don't care. I've actually been trying to get my company to do have a game streaming channel forever.
Right.
So that's really would be like, why were you
and
streaming?
And they said no, but you decided to make one anyway.
Look what you could do. Yeah. So
now we do have a channel.
Yeah, exactly. No, it's honestly fine.
Okay. Yeah. Good. I think I think Fendozer was just worried about you. Shipwreck wants
No. I wouldn't do that at like, first of all, I would be too busy to do that from like 2 to 3. But what was it? Like, it was like 9 to 9:45 or 8:45 to 9:30 in the morning. I could kind of get away with it at that time of day. Right. Most people I work with don't even start their day until 10 a.m. Our technical hours don't start until 10.
Right.
So I'm fine.
We trust in you, Wombat.
Yeah, not Shipwreck a big deal. But if you'd like to see all the emails I sent prior and all the plans I put together prior to that.
That seems like a bad idea, too. Sending us the emails from your work.
I'm happy to give you the receipts that I did work for 3 hours prior to a 9 a.m. Streaming session.
It would be a lot more convenient if you could just live stream those results.
Exactly.
And just do it during your workday.
No one is worried. No one is questioning. Even if Shipwreck isn't even questioning that I'm putting in the hours I need to in a day, no one else should.
Right. That's fine. So,
is that fair?
Like on my Apple Watch that you were... Like, I was at my desk at work working, and then I'm like, Wombat's streaming.
I got the same thing. I literally just turned on the Xbox notifications.
Here's my question to you two jerks.
Yes.
You both got the notification.
Yes.
Neither one of you watched.
I was busy.
I was at work.
And I was doing
something. I don't know if you understand how this works.
Right.
I don't. Cheapy, your excuse?
What time was it?
Is it 9 o'clock in the morning?
9 o'clock in the morning. Oh, I was masturbating. Sorry. I couldn't, I'm not going
to
stop.
Yeah, I didn't do it too late in the day. It was definitely like a borderline pre-workday stream, right, to be honest. Yeah. So.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Just saying.
I'm
tomorrow back. Morning will probably be different because I have a big, Thursday's my big report day, so I won't be able to stream tomorrow.
Oh.
I know. Sorry. I know. I've done that, once?
Hey,
everyone's like, shouldn't you be doing something else? I'm like, relax, everybody.
Yeah. I'm relaxed.
Once in 12 years, I think I could get away with it.
Right. I got that update on LinkedIn. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. I'm supposed to congratulate you.
Oh, yes, thank you. Yes. Why didn't you, jerk?
I don't really use LinkedIn, but... There's this new like ping pong club that's opening in Manhattan where it's supposed to be completely automated, like the ping pong club of the future, where you just book the room by the app and just you like hold the app up to the door. Like there's nobody there. And I thought I might like contact the people to find out more about it. It's not set up yet. It's not open yet.
So it's what? Ping pong/sex club?
No. It's called Ping Pod.
A place for businessmen to take their mistresses?
I think not, because I think it's like you can see inside from the street.
Oh, okay.
So it's the opposite.
Because to me, it sounds
that.
like for, $10 for 30 minutes.
You can't.
Seems like a perfect.
It's literally a ping pong table in a room.
Businessman's lunch escape.
No, I think they can do better. I think like they could get a place with a bed or a couch.
I don't know.
Well, you don't know? Why not?
I don't know. I know someone who I used to work with that had an apartment that he shared with like 10 other guys that had nothing in it but a mattress on the floor. For his businessman's lunch.
Gross.
I you don't see me arguing that with you. That is super gross.
He's no David Letterman.
No.
So. All right. Have you all been able to find toilet paper okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't had...
People haven't been buying out the toilet paper in your
markets?
No,
weirdly
really?
By me. The Target by me has fully stocked.
Huh. Because every place by me is gone. And So I was at the supermarket buying bananas and tea, and I already bought I scored the like a 12 roll pack the day before, but I wanted to check out with the toilet paper situation. Was like, just, you know, keep an eye on it. And I walked to the aisle, and I see, like, I'm like, oh, it looks like they have a fair amount of toilet paper. I see like a shopping cart filled with toilet paper, and like an aisle that has some toilet paper. It's really sad looking, but there's some toilet paper, and you know, there's a shopping cart full of toilet paper. And then I see, I just assumed that was being loaded onto the shelf, but it was actually a woman who was just buying that much toilet paper for herself and nothing else. And I was like, oh my God. And I even said it like out loud. I said something like, or I laughed. I think I laughed because it was like 80 rolls of toilet paper.
That's crazy.
It's crazy, right?
And it's crazy.
Like, and like, this is why we don't have any toilet paper, because people are buying over a year's worth of toilet paper in one visit.
I bought the big Charmin pack. I did buy the largest Charmin pack they make.
Right.
But
that's one package.
But it's one package. Yes. It says equals 120 rolls. I don't believe that, but that's what the package is.
Right. They lie, I think, about that. So
it was, it's a whole thing. So and anyway, I got water too. I even got a case of water.
So I'm not done with my story yet.
Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
So I'm like, oh, this is so annoying. So we're checking out at the same time. She's checking out right next to me, and I'm walking out. I'm like, I got to get a picture of this, just, and maybe like I'll. So all right. So I get outside. I'm in my car. I see she's coming right out. I take a picture, and I put like one of those emoji stickers over her head, and I put it on one of the town's Facebook pages.
Okay.
And I'm like, this is why we have no toilet paper. It's like 80 rolls of toilet paper. And I looked at it, and, you know, I don't use Facebook very often because it sucks. Mm-hmm. It's fucking horrible.
Sure.
And I deleted the app off my phone, but there's some groups that like I want to visit, including like the town ones, to learn about, you know, things like, where the fuck can I buy toilet paper?
I understand, yes.
So I just like, maybe this will discourage people from doing it. And I blocked her whole head out, you know, so I put it up there, and like a minute later, like there's a comment, and like there's then another comment. I'm like, wait a minute, what's happening? Like, and people are like, you know, some people are like, you know, what is she doing? This is crazy. And then other people are like, oh, you shouldn't be posting pictures like this. There's nothing wrong with that. How do you know that she doesn't work in a group home? And, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you could tell, like, the people who did the same thing, like, the day before, filled up their shopping cart with toilet paper. So this was, like, all happening quickly. And I'm like, oh, this is so annoying. I'm not even going to, like, look at this anymore because Facebook is annoying. Who gives a shit? And then, so I told Mrs. TV about it. And then she messaged me later in the day. This was yesterday. She messaged me late in the day. She's like, oh, the post has 100 comments now, and everybody's got their own take on the situation. It's very controversial. Like, some people are calling for it to be pulled by the administrator, and other people are posting things like big ass, which she thought was very funny. But I don't know. It's very controversial.
Why is your town like this mecca?
Toilet paper. So I looked at. So there was articles in the news like, why, when situations like this happen, why did the toilet paper just disappear? And it's, people are looking to control an uncontrollable situation, so they don't know what to do. They're confused. There's not like, there's uncertainty around, and they think that they can have control over it if they do something. Like, they have to do something. Just not reading is not enough. So they think by going to the store and buying all of the whatever, they've done their part. But what they've really done, obviously, is just make it really annoying for everybody else. But yeah.
Yeah, my wife had to go to Target today because Sabrina needed a new math notebook, which has nothing to do with anything. But that's the reason she went there. She goes, and she's like, well, while I'm there, should I get any provisions? Because people are going insane.
Of course.
And I'm like, the only thing we really need right now is pasta, because that's all my kids eat.
Still?
Sabrina, yes. Elliot's a good eater. Okay. Elliot'll eat pretty much anything. Okay. But Sabrina still only eats pasta. So I'm like, okay, go to the pasta aisle. She goes to the pasta aisle, and for whatever reason, the people of my town do not want the Target store brand pasta.
Everything else was gone?
Everything else was gone. Your Barillas, your Ronzonis, right. your whatever, right. all gone. But right. the red box pasta for 69 cents?
Yeah.
As far as the eye could see.
That's, huh.
So we stocked up on pasta. I'm like, because it's all the same crap.
Why wouldn't you stock up on the cheap, you know, store brand
I don't
pasta?
Know.
That makes the most sense.
I agree. You're preaching to the choir.
Or just buy one of something.
Same thing with the bottled water. We got a case of the Target brand water, which is, I think, is like $1.
What's happening with the water? The water's, well, we can't have drink water anymore?
Well, you know, not where I live anyway. But all of the, you know, the expensive Dasani's all gone. People are
so
stupid.
Annoying. It's so, people
so
are
not
stupid.
Only are we in the middle of a pandemic, but everyone's an idiot.
Right.
So it
exactly.
really, you know.
Exactly.
It only exasperates the issue.
Yeah. After I posted that picture, I realized I don't want to read anything that anybody has to say because what are they going to say? I know it's dumb. Like, I know the reason why she's doing it. It's dumb.
Like, that's why
I'm just trying to get
picture.
People to stop buying the toilet paper. I don't need to read anybody's comments.
I've got so much toilet paper at my house.
Why?
Because I'm terrible at managing my Amazon subscription items.
Oh, yeah. That happens to me with condoms sometimes.
Yeah. So
you're backed up.
I
had to unsubscribe from the condoms because it's like, this is fucking ridiculous. Someone's going to come.
I can't keep up.
Right. I can't keep up. I'm like, I'm doing my best here, but like they come like 36 in a box and like, you know, every couple months, like
it's delivered monthly, 36 in a box.
Right. It's ridiculous. Oh, and I forgot the best part of the Facebook bonanza.
Okay.
What?
So, I mean, this is relayed to me as Mrs. Cheapy because, like I said, I'm vowing not to look at it. She said that like one of the ladies on the page went through my account history to find out like I'm a bad person or something,
and found you are.
She came across, or maybe it was on Twitter. I don't know where she got it from. I didn't see it, but she apparently came across the E3. Pizza Cutters situation.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And she's like, you apparently hoarded all the E3 pizza cutters. And I'm thinking, like,
she got you.
She got me. I'm like, well, if you can't think of like five reasons immediately why these situations are completely different, then yeah, this is why I'm not looking at Facebook anymore.
I would like to hear the five reasons, please.
Would you really?
No.
I could do a lot of reasons.
They were $5 each.
Oh, and Chip Rick, I have bad news for you. The NBA has suspended their season.
Yes, I know. And Rudy Gobert has tested positive.
Who?
Rudy Gobert is an all-star forward for the Utah Jazz.
Yes, I see that now. So, wonderful.
Wow. It's very, yeah. So, and I have an update. Before we move on to show feedback, wow, we're very far into the show. We haven't talked about anything yet. Remember last week I mentioned Ty's phone blew up basically and I had to get a replacement and I did, you know, I ordered one. I think I told everybody that I ordered one off of Amazon, an iPhone 7 for $150 refurbished. Mm-hmm. It turned out to be a great deal. The battery, health was at 93%. It came with, for some reason, it came with a screen protector already attached onto it. Like a hard one. And Ty's in fucking heaven because it's much better than the phone that he had. And everybody wins. And I only paid $150. So it was a beautiful situation. So I recommend people buy used phones off of Amazon. And if it was shitty, if there's something wrong with it, you know, you just keep putting it in the box that it came in and put a sticker on it. Send it back.
Cool. So
we did it, everybody.
You did it. Congratulations.
Thank you. All right. Should we do some show feedback?
Sure.
You okay over there?
I forgot we were doing a show for a second.
Right, yes. Reading Twitter and trying to find out about the virus information.
I'm telling you, we're talking about it. I'm looking it up. It's a whole thing.
Right.
The H2s has to say, I was looking forward to the outro this week, just knowing it was going to be a produced version of Wombat's rendition of the Paw Patrol theme song. I always left sad. I didn't even think of that until I saw that comment, and now I'm disappointed in you.
Okay.
You have this week to redeem yourself.
No. So the H2s, I talked over his name, by the way, when you were reading the question. So I just repeated it there for her, just for his benefit.
I appreciate
it. To make up for the lack of song. I have never watched an episode of the Paw Patrol.
I didn't sing the Paw Patrol theme song. That was the joke.
I don't get it.
Gummy Bears theme
song. I sang the Gummy Bears theme song.
Yeah, but I didn't want to do anything. Like, I don't even know what the Paw Patrol theme song sounds like. What am I going to do with it?
That was you're missing the joke.
Oh, I'm supposed to put the Gummy Bears?
Yes.
The
Gummy Bears music behind my singing, yes.
Yeah, what it really got me thinking was that I have a really good sort of dance remix of the Gummy Bears theme song that I don't know is available anywhere. I got it off the internet in like the early days of the internet. There may not be a copy online anywhere. I started thinking about that, like how I should upload that. And then I don't know.
Whatever. No one wants your techno garbage.
No, it's
whatever.
Good. You would like it.
Yeah, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll put it at the end of this CatCast. Maybe I've done it before.
I think you have. You have. I know you have.
You never listened to them anyway. What do you know?
I know.
You never listened to them.
I know things.
Never.
Things. I know that.
3% bumper listenage, I would say, from one of that. Maybe 3%.
That's enough to cause a pandemic.
Right. I understand the H2s can complain. He has a right to complain. You wouldn't have heard it anyway.
Pshaw.
Okay, let's do another one of these show feedbacks.
Blades.
So-called.
Blades. Hilarious episode this week. I was crying during the whole, but it's the Olympics part. You guys have become so quick with the jokes and setups for each other. It's pure joy. See you this summer, Ryan. I just like positive comments, so I want to put one down.
I don't even know what he's talking about, but it's the Olympics.
I don't either. I don't remember what we were talking about regarding the Olympics.
No.
But I'm going to say, yes,
it was hilarious. I also thought it was hilarious.
I thought about it the other day and was laughing to myself.
Yes. All right. Let's move on to Watch This, Bitches.
Yes. So did someone else I know you talked about Knives Out last week.
I was just saving time for you, Wombat, because I knew that you had watched it.
I was going to say, I saw it this week. It's a good movie.
Just good?
It's very good. I enjoyed it very much. Actually, I really liked it.
Would you describe it as fine?
No, I would say it's a step up from fine. How about that?
I like Jamie Lee Curtis.
She's very good in that movie. I like Chris Evans in that movie, too.
Ty was excited.
I like Chris Evans in every movie.
Did your kids watch it?
No, they did not.
Did you watch
it
by yourself?
Not that I wouldn't let them.
Did you watch it by yourself?
I watched it with my wife.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Just want to make sure.
We had a free rental on the cable box, and we used it for Knives Out.
Mazel tov.
Thank you. We watched two movies together. We had two date movies this weekend.
Hmm.
First being Knives Out was the second of the two. Knives Out was good. I enjoyed it. It does a lot of things. If those familiar with Rian Johnson, especially his work on that second Star Wars movie, where he likes to subvert expectations, it sometimes works better in movies than it does in others. He definitely does it in Knives Out, but he does it very well in Knives Out.
Right.
So,
speaking of Rian Johnson, people wanted to correct us that we mentioned the wrong shitty Star Wars movie when we mentioned Rian Johnson last week.
What can you do?
But I still don't remember which one he did. Which one did he do?
The second one. Is that The Force Awakens?
It's all the same.
Yeah. No, The Force Awakens is the first one.
That was the second one. The Force Dies.
Yeah, the Revenge of the something.
Right.
So, yeah.
The Force Unleashed. There you go. I like The Force Unleashed.
Force Unleashed. You can never go wrong with saying that after Star Wars.
Right. That's a good one.
Yeah.
That I support.
The first movie we watched together was Yesterday. Have you seen that yet?
I have it checked out from the library. I have not watched it yet, though.
Ah. I look forward to your reaction.
I will react to it.
I don't want to say anything now because I know you're going to watch it.
Why don't you care about my reaction?
I will.
Have you seen it?
No.
Wow. Well, it definitely...
Oh, because Chip said he was going to check it out.
Yeah, it's definitely a movie I've seen.
Wombat loved it, it sounds like.
It's not a bad movie I've seen. But I don't want to say any more until after you see it. Because I don't want to accidentally spoil anything for you.
Okay. You can talk about this next thing because I'm never going to watch it.
Yeah, I watched the ZZ Top documentary on Netflix.
Of course.
It's new.
Did. Of course.
Of course I did.
Who would know if it was new?
Not only did I watch it, but people kept tweeting at me going, did you know there's a ZZ Top documentary on Netflix? Like four or five people, even people I work were like, did you see there's a ZZ Top documentary on Netflix? I'm like, yeah, I watched it literally the day it came out. I knew it was coming. I watched it immediately. It's a very good documentary because ZZ Top is weirdly mysterious as far as those three guys go. Like, they don't talk much. Like, the drummer talked about a wife in the documentary that's not even listed on his Wikipedia page.
Hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's there's some like there and they talk about it in the documentary. Like they made it a point of themselves to control their own narrative in the public mind, which is fine, I guess, because
who's thinking about ZZ Top
today?
That's
what I was going to say. Like, it's like, not what, like anyone sitting around going,
they succeeded.
I wonder what Billy Gibbons is up to. You know, no one cares.
Right.
So
like if you go to Google and you type in ZZ Top.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No one's asking questions. It's just like songs.
No, exactly.
It's the video from Legs.
Yeah.
That's what you're going
to
get.
They kind of burn through like 1983 to 2019 in about 6 minutes, which is pretty funny. Right. And yeah, because it's like, oh yeah, we did this huge album. And then, you know, they all live in giant houses, all three of them. Because they show their giant houses, and they do jump around in time a little quickly for me, and they don't mention. Now, I don't know if either of you guys are aware of this. I'm going to go on it with a big nope. But are you guys familiar with the band The Zombies?
Yes, yes. She's not there.
Yes, yeah. Rock
Why
and roll
would we not
fame.
Know that?
Okay, crazier things have happened. Now, did you know that The Zombies broke up before they had their first number one hit in America?
No.
Okay.
I just know their song. Right.
Yes. So they broke up before they had their first big number one hit in America, not knowing they had a number one hit in the States. So unscrupulous promoters, because this is the 60s, it's not like people were going online to see what people looked like, were throwing bands together and putting them on tour as The Zombies, even though it was just people that they met.
Good plan.
And Dusty Hill and I forget his first name, Beard, you know, the drummer from ZZ Top, were one of those Zombies bands.
Wow.
They were The Zombies, and they toured as The Zombies throughout Texas for, like, I don't know how long, maybe a year, we'll say, before the real Zombies found out what was going on, reunited, and came to the U.S. and was like, everyone needs to stop because we're the real Zombies.
But they didn't
talk about that at all, and I think that that's so interesting. And they're like, oh, yeah, we played bands in the 60s. Like, yeah, you lied and said you were the Zombies for a year.
They should have had like a guitar battle and then the winner gets to be the Zombies.
Gets to be the Zombies. Well, then ZZ Top would win.
See?
Yeah. That really wouldn't be much of a fight.
Right.
Billy Gibbons is pretty darn good on the guitar. So that's
yeah.
like his thing. Yeah. No one's questioning that. But so there you go.
They're not talking about ZZ Top, so they're not questioning that either.
No, I didn't.
Now you know all about the Texas Zombies.
I always thought that
would make a good movie. Someone should make that movie.
I didn't see that documentary in the top 10 of Netflix most popular shows somehow.
Well,
didn't make it.
No, there's that Spencer for Hire movie that I need to watch too. That's in the top 10.
Is that going to be good? Is that good?
I doubt it.
The Marky Mark movie?
Yeah. It's Spencer for Hire reboot.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh.
With, what's his name? Winston Duke, the guy from Black Panther as Hawk?
Wow.
I'm on board for that, you know. Theoretically, I'm on board.
Are you on board for the HBO Last of Us TV series?
Not really, but, you know, what can you do?
Another zombie show?
Yeah. Based on a video game that I never really played. So, I don't know. It's not,
you have the t-shirt.
Know. I do have a t-shirt.
So does Mrs. Chibi.
Mm-hmm.
It's classy.
Mm. It is a classy t-shirt.
I would check the show out. It might be good.
It could be.
I'm not saying it's going to be bad. The concern
there is that, at least for me, is that the game itself was already so narrative-driven mm-hmm. that it needs to be a different story. Like, they're not just going to retell the story, right?
Right. No, probably not. Hopefully not. Apparently, they're making other shows together, PlayStation and HBO.
Good.
We'll enjoy them.
Mm-hmm. Ape Escape.
Which one?
Ape Escape.
Ape Escape is coming?
Oh, I would watch HBO's Ape Escape.
It would be really gritty, though. Like, it would be really depressing. Like, all the monkeys would be dying.
Mm-hmm.
How could it be? They're going to be wearing the sirens on their heads.
Yeah, they're going to be wearing the sirens on their heads.
It would be like a 12 monkeys type thing. Maybe you could get Brad Pitt and Bruce Willis in it.
Right.
Okay, I'm back in now.
It's not happening. I'm pretty confident. But you know what is happening, guys? HelloFresh. Yes, we love HelloFresh. Boy, HelloFresh is very convenient when there's a global pandemic. Don't have to go to the supermarket. What do you think about that, Wombat?
I think they don't want you to say that.
Why not?
I don't know.
I think it's exactly what they want you to say.
I mean, you're not wrong.
The most annoying thing about meal planning is going to the supermarket and buying all the stuff. And HelloFresh takes care of all that for you. You can break out of your dinner rut with HelloFresh's 22-plus seasonal chef-curated recipes each week. There's something for everyone, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly recipes every week. They have so many recipes now to choose from. It used to be like 6, and now it's like 16 every week. I don't know how many it is, but you just keep scrolling. It's crazy. HelloFresh cuts out the stressful meal planning and prepping so you can enjoy cooking and get dinner on the table in just about 30 minutes or even 20 minutes with their quick recipe options. The average trip to the grocery store takes 41 minutes. That's over 35 hours a year if you go once a week. See Wombat? Grocery store. Easily change your delivery days or food preferences and skip a week whenever you need. I can tell you that this week, Ty had a friend, they had to do a project after school together. And Ty's like, well, you know, can he stay for dinner? And I was like, well, we were having fish that night. So I was, you know, hoping that the kid didn't like fish because then I was off the hook. But the kid liked fish. So I made the chimichurri barramundi. And it had carrots and couscous. And the kid said he gave it a 10 out of 5. That's what Ty's friend gave it. A 10 out of 5, Wombat. Have you ever gotten a 10 out of 5?
Well, once, but then I told the guy that it gave me the wrong change.
Yes, it was a big hit. It was a big hit. And it's like, that's why maybe Ty's third or fourth friend to come over and have a HelloFresh dinner at the Abrams household. All satisfied, completely satisfied. So go to HelloFresh.com/CADCAST10 and use code CADCAST10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/CADCAST10 with code CADCAST10 for 10 free meals with free shipping. Thank you, HelloFresh. All right.
Yes.
Let's move up to the new releases.
All right.
Let's do it.
There's big ones.
There's one big one.
Well, I know that you guys played it.
Yeah.
Did you broadcast it?
I did not. I probably should have broadcast the round I played right before we did the show, because I actually did pretty good.
Oh, we're talking about Call of Duty Warzone,
uh-huh.
which is the free-to-play, standalone, or integrated with the game, if you have the game, Battle Royale game. There's two modes. There's a Battle Royale mode and a mode that's very similar to Battle Royale, called Plunder, where you're just collecting money and you respawn. That's the main difference. So you continuously respawn and you're trying to extract the money. But the main goal here is to get everybody to play the Battle Royale, get hooked on that. I gotta say, it was pretty fun. I've only played a few games, but I was impressed with like how big the map is.
The map is huge, it, I mean, I'm coming off of Fortnite. It looks so good. It's right. a great looking game. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it definitely takes some getting used to, especially for me coming from third person gaming to first person gaming after a while. But, right. You know, because I have no idea what's going on in my periphery. But, yeah, I do like it. It is pretty standard Battle Royale in the sense that you get dropped in. Although, I guess it's... I thought they were going to have separate modes for, you know, singles, duos, and groups.
Right.
But they don't?
No, right now it's just one mode.
One option. So since I'm terrible and want to kind of get a feel for the game, I've been just playing it with and selecting don't fill. So I'm playing solo against groups.
Yeah, you're going to get your ass kicked.
Well, the Rambo I played before we did the show, I got sixth with 2 kills.
Woo! Nice.
Yeah, so I was pleased with that, especially, again, playing solo in a round of groups.
Right.
What I do like is when you die, you aren't necessarily out. They stick you in this place called the Gulag, mm-hmm. and you get a chance to earn your freedom in a one-on-one fight with another player.
And if you win, you get back in the game.
And if you win, you get back in the game. And I think that's kind of whack. But
what do you mean it's whack?
It's just weird. And then they drop you back in with no weapons if you win the fight. Yeah. But yeah, no, I was very impressed with my. I posted a picture of me with my sixth place win.
Did you notice that when you're waiting for your fight, you can throw rocks at the people who are fighting and it affects their match?
No, I didn't. I should try that, yep. I guess.
You can beat the other people who are waiting with your fists and throw rocks at the people who are fighting down below.
Mm.
It's pretty cool.
I guess so.
I also like there's something called bounties in the game, mm-hmm. where it'll give you an objective, like kill this player, and it'll put like a highlight on the map and you can go there. Or find these loot boxes scattered around, and that'll give you money, and you use the money in game to buy kill streaks or to buy your players, your deceased players, guys who didn't survive the gulag or who died again.
What I don't like,
yeah,
is your character level and the season pass level are not a 1-to-1 thing. They're 2 different levels. And I don't know how season pass levels work.
Also, your gun level is different.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy the season pass because it's dumb.
What season pass? The battle pass, you mean?
The battle pass, yeah. Sorry, the battle pass. So, like, my character is level 11, but on the battle pass, I'm only level 2.5. And I have no idea how that correlates as a, you know, from one thing to another. Like, what XP matters? Well, how do I get more XP for one thing over the other? I mean, like I said, I'm not buying the battle pass anyway.
It's just for unlocking, you know, weapon skins and things.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it's for unlocking doodads. I get it. I'm just saying.
It's the number. It's kind of. It doesn't matter.
They need to streamline their leveling up system and make it uniform, so I'm not tracking 9 different things because no one wants to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
We could even talk to each other.
Wow.
It was pretty
I look forward to my invitation next time.
It was, you were at work.
Mm-hmm. I probably was, actually.
I know. I literally likely said story. We need a third.
Yeah.
I'm going to be playing this a lot, I feel.
Yeah.
I like, what else? I like how the intro before the drop that they have like this really cool looking cinematic with your character. That's where it really showcases your exclusive skins to the other players.
Yeah, I just have default.
While you're on the airplane.
Yeah. I just have default.
I have stuff. I have stuff because I play Call of Duty.
Yeah, you have the game.
I have the game.
I don't. I just have default.
That's fine. Okay. That's plenty of Call of Duty for you right there.
It is plenty of Call of Duty for me. I don't know how much of it I'm going to play. I'll probably spend more time still with Fortnite, mostly because I have that battle pass and the new challenges come out tomorrow. So gotcha. There goes my weekend. But I'm okay with that because I enjoy it. So who cares?
All right, so that's Call of Duty Warzone. That's free.
Has anyone? Yes, that's free. Has anyone, speaking of sort of free, tried Ori and the Will o' the Wisps?
Oh, is that that's a Game Pass?
That is a Game Pass game. That is a Microsoft. I think it's Microsoft and PC.
So. I will add that to my download.
Yeah, I downloaded it before we did the show, but I haven't had a chance to play it yet.
Right.
I was mixed on the first one, which is also on Game Pass. I know some people who really like it. I feel like it's a shipwreck game, maybe not a wombat game.
That's my thing. It's like you're into these battle royales that I could care nothing about, honestly. So I will play this before the next show. I have not had a chance to play it yet.
It's. I'm sure it looks great. I do like games that look good. So, right. You know, I want to see that.
Oh, can I mention one more thing about the Warzone, Call of Duty Warzone?
I guess.
I died, I would say, 3 times during the drop. You know, because you have to, when you parachute down, just trying to, like, speed things up and, like, or try to pull the parachute at the last second. I fell to my death 3 times, including one time I fell into the blades of a helicopter. And died.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, you should see, those are the clips you're supposed to record.
I tried to record it. I hit the record button. It didn't work. It gave me like 6 seconds of the loading screen is what I got.
Boo, that stinks.
Yeah. I tried. I tried my best. Yeah.
I know. Okay. I appreciate the effort.
What else we got here? Oh, I played a game on this list.
Yeah, let's hear about that.
It's called Yes, Your Grace. It's out on PC. It's got that old school like Sierra pixel character design, which I really like and I'm very used to. And it is a very light kingdom simulator where the vast majority of the gameplay is you as the king sitting in the throne, and there's a line of people who are waiting to see you, and they are coming to ask you for things. I'm a traveling salesman and I got robbed and I need some money to get my business back. Can you lend me 5 gold? Or our village got ruined, got flooded. Can you give us 10 supplies? And there's a story going on in the background that's actually very compelling that ties everything. It's like a sort of like almost like Game of Thrones-esque, quite Game of Thrones-esque actually. And you have family issues. I don't want to give you any details because the details are the real draw. The story is the draw. But there's family issues going on. So you're, as the king, you're trying to balance make the family, you have daughters and trying to make sure that the family is happy and the kingdom isn't falling apart and you have to not run out of money. And there's, weddings happening. It's really well done. I played about 4 hours of it, and it really sucked me in. I think I played about 2 or 3 hours in one sitting, which is really, really unusual for me for any game. So I really recommend Yes, Your Grace. I believe it's only out on PC right now. I would think that this is going to be coming to, iPhone and whatever. Because it could, and it's a quality game. And I think it's doing pretty well. I saw a press release where it said it made $700,000 or something like that. So yeah, check it out. It's really cool. All right, we made it to News Multiplatforming and Wombat's Rainbow Sexy Talk.
Oh, wow. Really?
We did. I didn't think we were going to make it, but we did.
Me neither. Okay. So of course, there's a big story, the biggest one of the week.
Yeah.
And that's what everyone's talking about. And that, of course, is Reggie Fils-Aimé is now part of GameStop. There's no other news. Nothing else to talk about.
Do you really like that news or you don't like that news?
I have no opinion on that news. Isn't he? They hired him, to be on the board of directors?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't Seems really like mean a good anything.
Move. I think it's a really good move.
It's a good move. I don't know if he's going to do anything.
Right, sure. Couldn't hurt. Hurt.
Like, it's something that you show in a PowerPoint presentation when you're trying to sell it to Bain Capital.
It couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Whatever money Reggie needs to do that.
Yeah, whatever he's bringing to the table.
It's fine.
Yeah. Yep.
It's worth it.
Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to see GameStop fail. We're just not sure how it's not going to fail.
Table tennis. I'm telling you, the sooner they can figure out how to integrate table tennis into their stores, the better.
I don't think so. Not with Modell's going out.
Modell's is gone too?
Yeah, they filed for Chapter 11 today.
So that store by Penn Station is finally going to really be gone?
I think it's very possible.
It always says, like, it always seems like it's on the verge of going out of business. Yeah. It's the same stuff. Like, I feel like they've never rotated any of the stuff in there.
Well, what else do they have to rotate in there? It's the Madison Square Garden Modell's. They're going to sell Knicks shirts and Knicks shirts. And that's it.
That's a bad business to be in.
Right. And Mets stuff, too, which isn't great. Mets,
yeah. Yep.
All right. So actually, the big story this week is that E3 has been canceled.
What?
Yes. And the bigger story.
You didn't tell me.
The bigger story may be that we may have been to the last E3 last year.
At least. Not me.
Not you.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It could come back. This is going to be like, I know everybody's like, oh, they can do the press conferences digitally and everybody can have their digital events and everything. But there's a lot more than just press conferences that go on at E3.
I guess the real question is if they realize that what's missing is the more business side. Because that's what's missing. There's this business side of E3. Is do they bring it, scale it back to similar to an E3 of what, 24 years ago style? And maybe they move away from the glitz and the glam and the open to the public and the press conferences.
I think the big draw of E3 to the people who run it is that it makes them money.
Well, so, as you say, wouldn't there still be money in that?
I think once you start selling overhead. Tickets, I think once you start selling tickets to the general audience and you're headed in that direction, you're probably not going back to make it an industry show.
Although it seemed like it was headed towards, we had discussed it previously, it didn't look like it was going well.
No, the public stuff did not seem to be going.
Oh, for this year?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
well,
maybe they, you know, I'm not saying they dodged a bullet, but they may have dodged a bullet and it gives them a year to reassess and think about, is that really the way we want to go? Although it sounds like they might be making more money by charging people a lot of tickets. If it costs them more money to make it a show that's worth selling the tickets,
right,
then maybe the net might not be there as opposed to just making an industry event with less overhead.
Nicholas O1 writes in and says, given Sony and Jeff Keighley's prior announcements that they wouldn't be participating, does the pandemic allow the E3 organizers to save face?
1,000%.
Yes.
I don't, well, it'll, that's,
it's a win-win
the main
for
reason.
Them.
It's not a win-win. It's not a win-win for them.
No, it's not. It's not, because their main goal is to have the show and make money.
Right. They still would have had a show. It still would have been successful.
Right. They would, i.e.
Do they want
money.
Sony and Keighley there? Of course they do. But this isn't E3 like saving face. This is them having to do this. And it's not, hopefully the coronavirus is long gone by the time E3 is. But it's certainly impacting the lead up to it.
Yeah. And people booking travel and all that.
Well,
stuff.
And all the work that goes into making E3 happen.
Right. Yes. It's too risky to do all that planning and investments and time. And
money. It sucks because there are a lot of people that were probably counting on E3.
Totally.
Just for that, for their, you know, yes. that the those few 5 days of work.
Every hotel.
Yeah.
Every place.
Every hotel. Just the people who work the convention center.
Entire downtown Los Angeles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that whole LA Live area is just.
That poor California Pizza Kitchen.
Right.
Is that still there?
It's still
that
there.
40X theater.
That right. 40X theater, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sad. I was.
Yeah,
looking,
me too.
I always look forward to E3.
Yeah.
I think you should come here and we should watch all the press conferences together.
That does not sound nearly
as fun.
That would be a lot of fun. You should come here and we should watch the press conferences together. We could watch maybe one at my house, one at Chiefy's house. We could watch one somewhere else.
We could have a shuttle.
We could have a shuttle. We could just get a hotel and the three of us could just go there.
That's weird.
Why is that weird? How is that different?
What about if we went somewhere else and did that, Wombat?
Yeah.
The three of us just go on a vacation somewhere.
Yes. I have gotten permission for that already.
Let's go to LA.
Okay.
LA's far away.
Let's just pretend E3's happening. We'll go to the convention center. Yeah, I'm fine with
that. No. And then what? Go to Disneyland?
I'm going
to
print out my media acceptance page for my email and just stand outside the convention center.
Take a picture?
Yeah, no, and then we'll go to Disneyland.
Why are the doors locked? Hashtag E3.
Right. What's happening? It's like Wally World.
Oh, that would be, it sounds kind of sad more than aspirational.
We steal a gun.
I mean, it's June. We can go so many places.
All right. Yeah. What else?
That was Gretchen's response when I told her that it was canceled.
Go somewhere else?
Yeah.
That was not Mrs. Cheapy's response.
Oh, no.
So you have permission to come to New York.
But I'm going to be in New York in like a couple months after that.
I know, but this one you'll have more free time and you'll come without your
I don't need any free time in New York. I've done New York. I've been to New York a bunch.
You haven't done New York.
I come every year.
Well, I'm not saying there's a lot to do.
Yeah, there's a lot to do.
But there's a lot to do everywhere.
Right.
It's true.
Yeah. And you guys don't live in New York.
Right. It's not like you're walking outside and being hey, I'm in New York.
Maybe we should do Manhattan then.
Get a hotel room in Manhattan?
Yeah.
It's dumb. These are dumb ideas.
They're not dumb ideas. This sounds like fun ideas.
Are you taking off work when I do this? Or am I coming to New York and you're going to be working the entire
time? If you came to Manhattan for E3 for 3 days, I would take off work for the time that you are in.
You don't take off work when E3 is going on.
Well, this would be easier because I wouldn't really have to travel. So when you take out the travel days and it's just the 3 days of E3, I think I can pull that off.
This is so dumb. This is such a dumb discussion. What are we going to do? Sit in a hotel room and watch the E3 conferences?
No.
Why wouldn't we do that on a beach or somewhere warm?
Right.
Like, nice.
Well, first of all,
dumb too. It's all dumb.
It'll be June in New York.
I'm not allowed to do this. This is a dumb conversation. My wife is not letting me go to just go away for E3, that even though E3 is canceled. It's not happening.
Does she know it's canceled?
She knows it's canceled.
We could go see a show.
Everybody, and my dad knows it's canceled. I told my dad, and he said, good. He said, it saves you a lot of money, and it's good for your health. So it's like, all right. He's not wrong.
Nope.
Oh, man.
So there it is, E3. Hopefully it'll be back and better than ever. Nobody's, happy. I wish, I was looking forward to it.
Man, I was looking forward to staying in the plaza for 3 days, but forget it.
It's not that great.
I know. That's okay. The Riga Royale.
Manhattan hotels are not great.
Some of them are all right.
Well, but you're going to spend $1,000 a night.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're just expensive.
Where else are we here? Oh my God, we have an Overwatch Onslaught question from Brock Arnett. He said, what do you think about the recent changes to Overwatch? For example, banned heroes, a map pool, and roll locks. I did jump into Overwatch the other day just to see if I could still wreck fools. And yeah, now certain heroes are not available on certain days. So like if you wanted to play Lucio and it's not Lucio's day or week, I don't know exactly how it works, you're not playing Lucio. And you have to choose like what kind of role you want. I don't like it. I don't like it at all. It really discouraged me from wanting to play it ever again. So hopefully they get rid of that. All right, let's move on to Cheapy Stupid PC Corner. Ad Helicus writes in and asks for our thoughts on Horizon Zero Dawn finally coming out on PC. It's a great game. I think people are going to really enjoy it.
Freaking out, though. Did you see that? Did you see how stupid people are?
No, I don't know if there's any controversy at all. Why would there be controversy?
I can't tell if you're being serious
No,
or not.
I'm not. I don't know. What am I doing? I'm too busy trying to find toilet paper.
Why do you think there would be controversy, TP?
Because it's supposed to be an exclusive for Sony?
Yes.
But that doesn't make any sense. What does that
even
mean?
Like, there's that video of the guy that's crying while taking a hammer to his PlayStation 4.
What?
Being like, you've ruined my life over this news.
That's not
How
real,
How dare
though.
You? And I saw the video.
But that's a joke, though. That's like, he's not a real person. That's like a Francis...
I don't think so.
Come on.
Kind of real to me. But yeah, no, there's all sorts of, it's, people are like spamming the people that made the game and being like, I forgot who it is.
What?
It's not that good.
Because it's coming out for PC?
Because it's coming out for PC, you're ruining your brand. You don't understand what this means. You've ruined the game. You mean the game you played 2 years ago that you enjoyed?
But,
how does it coming out on the PC change that experience you had? It doesn't. Oh, no, these people are all insane.
If there you love no... something, don't you want, like, no matter what it is, when you really love something, unless it's like a girlfriend or a wife or something, you love something, you want other people to experience it and share it. Like, if you love a movie, like, oh, you should see this movie. Or if you love a restaurant, oh, you got to go to the restaurant. So why is this any different? Why would this be any different?
Well, I don't know.
Is it like the sports? Is it more like the star of a sports team being traded? Is that the situation?
No, I don't even think it's like that either. Because in your scenario of a sports player getting traded, that player is no longer on your team. But Horizon, it's not like they're saying now Horizon Zero Dawn's PC.
It is. See, that is what's happening. Horizon Zero Dawn is no longer on Team PlayStation.
You mean you can't play it at all?
Well, he's
that's my
moonlighting. Horizon Zero Dawn is moonlighting.
I was gonna say, it's not the same as a player getting traded because it's still there.
Well,
it's
he's
still
cheating.
On your PlayStation 4.
Right. He's cheating, Wombat. Or he's like
not even cheating.
Moonlighting
just spreading the love.
Yeah. No, I know. It's ridiculous. It's fucking
ridiculous. The dumbest thing I've seen in a long time.
I can't think of any situation where I really love something and I wouldn't want as many people to have access to it as possible.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's funny.
Yeah. Oh, it is. It's funny. You should look it up. Gorilla, that's who makes the game, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
People are really giving them a hard time. If you're
so
someone
good,
who's
though.
Giving them a hard time, really take a long look at yourself in the mirror and realize that you've made some really bad choices in your life. Maybe seek some help. And I'm not even really joking.
Right. No, it's really, that's ridiculous. I remember like the thing I really appreciated about Horizon Zero Dawn was that they figured out somehow to make it was pretty long. It was quite long, but I understood the story. It had a good story and it held together.
You know, yeah, so enjoy it, PC people.
Yeah.
PC.
Ignore the haters.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty
ridiculous.
Dumb. So dumb.
So dumb. There's too many dummies, Wombat. That's the problem.
Is that the problem?
Yeah. That's why I can't go on Facebook and read the comments. It's just too many dummies.
I had some fun on Facebook this week. Just reading. I didn't even comment. Watching
people
argue with each other.
Isn't it about coronavirus? Or
no, it was about politics. Someone I went to high school with said something. And then someone else I went to high school with said something else. And then another person. It was like watching a high school reunion unfold in my Facebook feed. And I didn't say anything. I took a screenshot of it and sent it to my friends.
Did you like
that I went
any
to high school with? Huh?
Did you like any of the comments?
Nope.
Smart.
Yeah. We have a text chain, me and the high school set that I still hang out with. And we just, you know, we kept it there. Kept it offline.
Right. Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The people, here's, you know, what the problem is. Like, the people, the comments that you're reading on Facebook are from people who are spending a lot of time on Facebook, most likely. It just makes sense. Like, those are the people who are going to most likely to comment. It's just not, it just tells you, it's a big circle of stupidity. That's why you can't read the comments or go on Facebook. Okay, let's move back to the keg bag here. At Skystriker writes in and just wants you to know, Wombat, because you were talking about the Marvel Champions last week. He wants to know if you've heard of Marvel. Oh, he wants to know if you've heard of Marvel Champions. It's a card game, and the team supports it with monthly releases of new heroes and villains to fight. I forgot what the Marvel game was that you talked about last week.
Marvel Heroes United.
Right. That sounds to me like Marvel Champions.
No, that's Marvel Champions, the card game, fantasy flight game. It is expensive.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's expensive?
$53.82 on Amazon?
Just for a pack of cards?
For cards? I guess.
Some good cards. Maybe there's a shortage of that too, and that's not actually the list price. Yeah. It's just
if you buy it directly from the site, it's $59.95.
Huh.
And a lot of the hero packs are sold out. Can't even get Captain America.
Shit. Wonder if that limited edition toilet paper is still available on Amazon.
I don't know. I don't even know what the card. It doesn't even show what the cards look like. Very strange.
Right. Sounds like a scam. Mm-hmm.
Scam. If it was like an affordable Marvel card game, then you know I'd be happy to give something like that a shot. But it seems expensive. It looks cool. Don't get me wrong.
Isn't that the same price as what you spent?
Yeah, but mine comes with like plastic people.
Okay.
You see value. The difference?
That's value.
Plastic people are value. That and I, like you just said, I just spent that on something already.
Right, right. I backed that one as well.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you get the email today about the shipping and how they screwed that up?
I got an email today. I didn't know that they screwed up shipping.
The shipping. I got the link this morning and I clicked it and I'm looking at the two shipping options and I thought it was me because when I clicked one, the shipping was high, and when I clicked the other, the shipping was low, and obviously I'm fine doing the low shipping option, but apparently they had it reversed where I selected express shipping but paid the non-express price, but they already took my money for the shipping, and then they shut the shipping site down when they realized they'd screwed it up, so I have no idea what's going to happen with the money I already paid.
Cool.
Yeah.
Kickstarter.
I hope they fix it in a way that either, you know, if they say
it benefits you, basically.
Yeah.
That's what maybe? You're looking for.
If they tell me that I paid the lower price and I get my, you know, thing in the non-express.
That's not what you want. That's not what you want.
I'm fine, though.
That's not what you want.
Or that I have to pay the difference, whatever it is. You know.
That's not what you want either.
I'm not saying it's what I want. I'm just saying I'm fine. As long
say
as
what
don't,
you want, Wombat.
As long as they don't make me pay again for the same thing.
That's not what you want.
That's definitely not what I want. I guess we'll find out together.
I hope they ship it the fastest way possible for the cheapest price that you paid.
Did you do which version, which tier?
I did the standard.
Okay.
I'm not going to spend $90 on a board game version.
I appreciate that, as I did the same.
Cool.
I look forward to us getting it and talking about it when it arrives.
Yeah, next
April, a year from now. Sad. All right,
here's a question from Shanafan. He says, if money wasn't an issue, would Shipwreck want either a Beast hockey jersey or the Nintendo PlayStation prototype?
Sure.
Which one? I think you're supposed to choose.
I what am I going to do with a Nintendo PlayStation prototype?
Nothing.
Right.
Put it in a display.
I'm
going to
go with the
same thing that you're going to do with the jersey.
No, the hockey jersey. If money wasn't an issue, I'd be wearing that everywhere.
Oh. All right. Fair enough.
Why wouldn't I?
Okay. So the answer is hockey jersey.
I think hockey jersey is the right answer. Because, I mean, if money's not an issue, that means you're not going to get any value from selling it. And the only reason to own that Nintendo PlayStation thing is that you think you're going to sell it in the future.
Or you just want to look at it. You want to put it in a display case and just look at it. But why would you care? How could you be that into it?
Yes, but you could look at pictures of it on the internet.
You could rub your penis on it.
Yeah. I mean, it's cool. Like, I wouldn't turn it down.
Shipwreck said, yeah, when I said you could rub your penis on it.
Of course.
That's because that would be the first thing he does.
Right.
Pretty sure he does that with everything in his house.
Right. I mean, we've played that. We've played rub your penis on things.
No, yeah.
No. I mean, we played the Nintendo PlayStation prototype. Right. So.
You have to be very clear in those situations.
Right. It was good. It played Street Fighter 2 for Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
Both players, I think. I think we could each play.
Yeah, and we didn't get a splinter on our penises.
No.
So that was good.
So did we talk about how cheap that was?
$300,000?
Yeah.
That's cheap?
Yeah. That guy wanted way more than that.
Oh, he did? Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I think at one point he was like offered like $1.2 million and he turned it down.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, that was dumb.
like for $300,000, whatever it was, $320,000, $340,000 for like one of the most historical pieces in video games. Seems like that's a pretty reasonable buy if you have that type of money.
Yeah, but who really cares though about that thing? Like nobody has.
Oh, I think it'll go up in value. I think that will go up in value.
Really? But no one has any sort of emotional attachment to it because no one got to use it. Like it just doesn't. It can't mean anything to somebody. You know what I mean? Like a baseball player's bat or something could have some sort of.
Do you realize that we just did a whole segment about how people were upset that a PlayStation exclusive was coming to PC?
Yeah, but those people don't have any money. they're not worried about all buying artifacts.
All it takes is two of them to have money.
Right.
The one that bought this and then the one that will buy it next.
Right. It seems unlikely. The odds are stacked against that happening.
That's what about if there was like five people that pulled their money together?
Isn't that the plot to something?
It's the episode of The Simpsons where they buy the comic book.
Right. And there's another one with like a baseball card. Isn't it based on some really old like sitcom or something? Maybe not.
Probably.
Maybe it could be just The Simpsons because it's always The Simpsons.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got here? I don't know. Probably don't need to answer any of these other questions, do we? Do you like any? Anyone pair? Here's one. Alex Silva writes in and asks if anyone's picking up Animal Crossing next week. Chip, yeah. We're looking in your direction.
Yeah, I'll pick it up.
Good. Will you play it?
I'm up for doing some menial chores to pay back some debt.
Yeah, it sounds fun. It sounds a lot more fun than dropping off a back of a plane and murdering people.
To me, it is.
I mean, I'll be honest. To you, it is. But. There are plus and minuses to both.
Sure. Yeah. I'll give you that. Yeah. I'm just being silly.
I understand.
I think Animal Crossing will be fantastic for the current state of events.
I'm waiting for it to come to PC.
All right. Let's remind everybody to follow us on Twitter at GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck, at Video Game Deals. At CAG Deals on Instagram, if you're so inclined. Also must remind everybody to go to HelloFresh.com/CAGCast10 and use code CAGCast10 for 10 free meals, including free shipping. And we'll see you next week.
Bread's on.